This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the operating budget for the state's new fiscal year.
House Bill number one.
Fiscal year 2021 started on Wednesday. Before coronavirus, Missouri was looking at a strong budget picture. By the middle of March, COVID-19 would cause the legislature to suspend session for a few weeks and then come back to a limited amount of time in which to rewrite the budget. Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby told his colleagues on May 8th they had to start over on the budget.
Really working with the House and the governor's office. The governor's office came with an unprecedented number, I think something like 60 different governor's amendments that they presented to the House and the Senate as we moved along, which is unprecedented because of the changes in the economy and changes where we're at, all the COVID-19 dollars, or the CARES Act money.
During Missouri Senate discussion on the budget, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton said this meant having to make changes to the education budget in House Bill 2002.
As I look at the summary that you've provided, counting all general revenue, state GR, federal, and other dollars, in the FY 2020 budget, the K-12 budget altogether was a little bit more than $6.25 billion, $6.273 billion, as I see it.
Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg, who also serves on the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee, adds the pandemic also meant looking at every potential way to cut spending.
Do you know what percentage this version of the budget has in it as far as...
We were trying to achieve a goal of about a $700 million cut in the governor's recommendation. And that's okay. Been out there in the media. That's what we agreed to. That's what the House strove towards, and that's what the Senate has strived to get towards as well.
Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City says COVID-19 played more than one role in shaping the budget for fiscal year 2021, including $20 million in federal spending for certain processing plants.
I just wanted to make sure that the language was right, and I think they've made some adjustments even further that I really approve of, and so I'm happy to see this is in the appropriations bill because we're going to see serious disruptions in our food chain supply.
In all, the Missouri General Assembly passed a $35 billion blueprint that went to the executive branch ahead of the constitutionally mandated 6 p.m. deadline of May 8th. Missouri's fiscal year starts on July 1st and runs through the following June 30th of each year. In the meantime, the executive branch continues to review all of the measures received this year. The deadline to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without a signature is July 14th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.